the one we usually go by?
Yeah, the rating is what we usually use. QBR, rating's different.
Well, forget QBR. Yeah. QBR throw it out, can go to hell.
Because no one knows what the hell it means.
Airing every day from noon to 3.
He had a QBR of 117, went back to average in 27.
QBR, he had a rating. Rating of 117.
Jesus Christ. He had a rating of 117. We still call it the quarterback rating, though, don't
I know,
we?
But you don't shorten it to QBR. You
what the hell is a QBR?
No one knows!
Jesus.
I'm 1340 WKGN.
I have a definition if you want it.
You can read it to me. I've read it a million times. I still don't know what the hell it means. To be fair, I don't really know what the hell quarterback rating means either. Hour two kicking off in the truly hard seltzer studios. You want to come over and watch the game tonight? Forget it. You don't want to come. Forget it. I was gonna buy you Truly, but
I think
forget
I have
it.
Plans.
What are your plans?
You know what I do on Wednesday.
Okay.
You can join me. It's a tradition. It's something I do every week.
Joining for the Braves game wouldn't be a bad idea.
Yeah? I could go early.
Nah, I don't like watching games around people, to be honest. I'm just going to stay at home and drink my Truly at home. If it's a game I care about, like I said, I'm on this bandwagon, so you're not going to hear any trash talk from me, like, representing the Braves. Like, you're not going to hear that. No one would take me serious if I tried to say we. Like, no one's going to take
just
that serious.
We.
I'm not going to. But I do care about this game. I do want to see them win, so, like, I don't want to watch it around people, and I'm good, and I'll stay at home.
Yeah.
I'll drink my Truly at home. Live from the Truly Hard Seltzer living room. At my house.
The Truly Hard Seltzer living room?
Yeah. The Truly Hard Seltzer living room. From my house.
The Braves might need to bring Chipper Jones out of retirement to win tonight's game. Maybe if they had a Hooters sponsorship, it would help. Chipper Jones had an extramarital affair with a Hooters waitress. Richard Sherman says he'll apologize to Baker Mayfield. He says, my bad.
Yeah, it was funny watching him backpedal. Like, Richard Sherman had a really good game. He had an interception. He's been really good this season. The 49ers are rolling, and he took away from his team getting praised by creating some weird drama over this handshake that he says didn't happen. And then people are like, actually, here's proof it happened. And he's like, why are you guys all making such a big deal about this handshake? And they're like, bro, you're the one who brought it up.
Sherman backtracked yesterday, said he would reach out to Baker to apologize on the Pat McAfee show. He said, it's definitely my bad. I never want anybody to have to deal with some stuff that they didn't do. And so, you know, the questions he's going to get, the annoying questions about some stuff that happened, he'll get an apology for that. I'll probably reach out to him via text or social media.
I don't think Richard Sherman's actually going to do that.
To actually get a hold of him and talk to him on the phone. He said he's actually going to talk to him on the phone.
I don't know if I believe him.
So Richard Sherman backpedals. The Titans signed a kicker yesterday after they got rid of Cairo Santos.
That's right.
They decided to sign Cody Parkey.
All right.
Cody Parkey.
Everyone's making fun of Cody Parkey. I'm ready for a redemption story, bro.
I'm not making fun of him.
Let's go, Cody Parkey. Cody Parkey has a very low bar to hop over here. The last time the Titans had a kicker out, he went 0 for 4 and lost us the game. So whatever Cody Parkey does is going to be better than what Cairo Santos was doing.
It's bound to be.
Yeah, like I'm cool with bringing in Cody Parkey. I picked him up on a couple of my fantasy teams. I believe in him. Let's go.
Good, good. Hope it works out.
Big hire. Awesome. We love to see it.
Jalen Rose says the Lakers are his championship favorite because Kyle Kuzma gives them a third star to pair with LeBron and AD. He said the Lakers have the truest big three.
That seems really wrong.
You think so? You don't think Kuzma's good enough to be
Kuzma,
a three?
No, no.
He's not a big three
no,
guy?
No, no, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Do you think Kyle Kuzma is a third
idea.
Star?
I don't know. I think he was pretty good last year.
He's fine.
To be the third best player on the team, is that a big –
There's a difference in being the third best player and being the third person in a big three. I hate how we're throwing around the big three to just represent. Like, I saw a picture the other day of the Phoenix Suns and their big three, and it was Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton, and Ricky Rubio. And I'm like, bro, you can't just take the three best players on the team and call them a big three. That's not how it works.
It's their big three.
No, it's their three best players. A big three, they have to be stars. A big three is Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, and Chris Bosh, or LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, and Kevin Love. That is a big three. Do you think the Hawks are running around saying, here's our big three of Trae Young, John Collins, and I don't know.
Kevin Huerter.
Kevin Huerter? Like,
that's
no.
That's a big three.
I didn't know who their third player was.
I struggle to even think of who I would consider their third best player. Alex Lynn, maybe. Just because you have three guys on a team does not make them the big three. So Jalen Rose called Kyle Kuzma a prolific scorer. I mean, he scored 18.7 points per game last year. That's a solid number, but if you score 18.7 points per game on over 15.5 shots, like, I don't consider you prolific. I consider you a volume scorer. Like, everyone has it in their head for some reason that Kyle Kuzma is a three-point shooter, right? I feel like everyone's got that idea in their head that this guy can shoot threes and stretch the defense. Bro shot 30% from three last year. 3-0. 30.
Is the Clippers' third player better than Kuzma?
I don't even know if Kuzma's their third best player.
Who else would it be?
I don't know. Like, Danny Green? I think I'd rather have Danny Green than Kyle Kuzma. If I'm trying to win basketball games, I mean, Danny Green is an NBA champion. Like,
two-time.
Actually, maybe even more than that.
Three-time?
Nah, I guess he had only – yeah, probably just two-time.
Two teams.
He probably only has the one with the Spurs. Yeah. So, yeah, you're probably right. Two-time.
So they got a big four.
Sure.
If you throw Danny Green in there.
I mean, if Jalen Rose is saying they have the best trio of players, like, that's the thing. Is like the NBA has shifted from duos to from trios to duos. So, like, I don't know who – what team has the best three players right now? I mean, I know the Lakers have the best two. But by the end of the year, the best three is going to be Golden State. I'd rather have Draymond Green than Kyle Kuzma. You know, when Klay gets healthy. And even now, like, I'd rather have – and this is, sounds weird because I keep talking about how the Warriors are going to struggle to make the playoffs or miss the playoffs altogether, but I'd probably rather have D'Angelo Russell and Draymond and Steph Curry than – the three in L.A. if you're giving me Kyle Kuzma as that third. I just don't like Kuzma. I don't understand why everybody's in such a rush to overrate that guy.
I don't know. I hope he ends up being really good.
Like, heading into the year last year, they had him like, I remember like Bleacher Report, somebody did like a painting of him like looking up in the, like at Kobe and somebody like Magic's number and it's like the path to greatness starts now for Kyle Kuzma. Like, what are we doing here?
It's just a painting.
I know, but it's like him.
Those are pretty good guys to look up to.
Yeah, but like they're acting like he can go on that same path. I'm like, bro, like Kyle Kuzma's not.
Who knows?
Not that guy.
Maybe someday.
They kept him because he makes $2 million a year. Like, he's a value right now because he's cheap, but.
He's a great Laker.
No, he's not.
He's going to go down as a great Laker.
If they win some championships, maybe by default, but he's no. Jalen Rose is an idiot.
All right. Well, Kuzma has more three-point shots made in his career than Ben Simmons, although Ben Simmons now has one. Congratulations to Ben Simmons.
That's my pick to win Most Improved Player this year.
Yep. He hit
Ben Simmons.
He hit a three-point shot yesterday at the Wells Fargo Center.
He was already good, but I think he's going to become borderline elite this year.
That's the first one in his career. He was 0 for 19 before that.
He shot it in rhythm, too. If he can add a three-point shot, if he can hit like 32% of his threes this year, that makes them a lot. Really, what he has to do is just show the willingness to shoot. Now, they have to hit a couple of them eventually, but like he's been scared to shoot, and it just clogs up their offense. So, yeah, they need him to add that to his game.
We are still officially preseason in NBA and NHL, right?
NHL, no.
NHL, this actual season started?
Yes.
Okay.
The NHL season has officially started. We'll have a press report later, but NBA preseason. You are correct about that.
Interesting.
Kyle Kuzma, big three. My God.
One other basketball headline for you. The Lakers NBA Cares event in Shanghai has been canceled amid the China rift. China's starting to push back. Did you see the Sixers fans that got kicked out?
Yeah, that's a bad look.
Because they're Hong Kong signs?
Yeah, that's a bad look, kicking them out in America.
That woman was wearing a mask, one of those mouth masks, too. Why do they wear those? I've always wondered about that.
I don't know if it happened before, but I feel like since SARS, it's been a huge thing.
Has it?
Yeah. Just don't want germs, I guess. Yeah. Sickness.
There's probably a lot of pollution, too.
I don't know.
I'm just going to start wearing one of those everywhere I go. Never get any diseases.
Okay. I'll get you one if you'll actually wear it.
I won't.
I didn't think so. Any other headlines?
Yeah, but they can wait.
Okay. Good batch of headlines. That app's paying off for you. Got all these alerts coming down the wire. You got your notifications set on and everything.
I got all kinds of stuff coming in.
You're a new man.
Plus my regular websites.
You've got information overload. Kyle Kuzma, big three. Oh, my God. Let's go to break. Drive is broadcasting live today. Smoky Mountain Brewery. It's $6 Burger Day. And they'll have Cold Mountain Light and Cherokee Red on tap. They'll be out there live from 3 to 6. Smoky Mountain Brewery. Go by and see them.
Turkey Creek.
Correct.
That location.
Is there another Smoky Mountain Brewery location?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't think there is.
Not that I know of.
I mean, like here. I think there might be one in like Gatlinburg.
Yeah, maybe so.
I believe there is one in Gatlinburg, but
apparently if your name is Cody, they give you a free lunch.
I think that was just like on that particular day.
Just one day.
Yeah.
They do a different name every day, don't they?
Yeah.
Or every maybe once a week or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I missed it.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I was gonna do it and then I ended up going somewhere else.
Understandable.
Good place though, Smoky Mountain Brewery. They got pizzas there too that are good. I had one once.
Wow. Really?
Cool story, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had a pizza?
Yeah.
At Smoky Mountain Brewery?
Surprising.
When?
Yeah.
When did you have that?
This was a couple years ago. So maybe, I don't even know if they still have them. So maybe I'm just false advertising. I don't know. It's a good place, though.
It's kind of crazy right now. Like, I know, like, this has been beaten to death, and I know everyone is talking about it and not talking about it, and now we're talking about how people aren't talking about it, and like, wow, we really want politics back in our ESPN coverage, apparently. But it is wild to think of that the biggest basketball player in the world is kind of stranded in China right now. Like, the Lakers are over there. LeBron James is there. And they're just kind of hanging around, and everyone anticipates that they're going to cancel this preseason game with the Nets. But they haven't canceled it yet, so the Lakers aren't leaving because I imagine the Lakers don't want to look like they're disrespecting China by being the ones to leave and, like, no-show a game. But the Chinese officials are like, hey, no one can really go to this basketball game anymore. We're not putting it on TV. So, like, or putting it on Chinese TV. So, like, people are just kind of hanging around, like, are they going to play in an empty gym? Are they going to cancel the game? But the Lakers and Nets don't want to leave first because then it looks like they're disrespecting China, and this makes it even worse. It's just crazy to me. Like, it is the biggest basketball player in the world, and LeBron's still the biggest athlete, right, in at least America. I mean, I don't know if I'd call LeBron the biggest athlete in the world because of, you know, soccer, but
yeah,
he's still the biggest athlete in America. I don't even know if there's a close number two.
Not that I can think of.
And he's just kind of stranded in China, just right there like, oh, what are we doing?
I mean, Tiger. Maybe Tiger.
Still?
Probably not.
Yeah.
He would be the number two, I guess. I mean,
maybe. Tom Brady, yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, come back.
Ron Acuna.
Who? Come back to America. That's what they need to do.
Just leave?
Come back to the States. This is what happens when greed sets in. You wanted to go over to China and get all those viewers, and now you're stuck in China, and the Chinese are mad at you, and who knows what's going to happen. They might put LeBron in Chinese jail. Just get back to the States as soon as you can. Let's just play basketball here, where basketball was, you know, invented.
I'm laughing just at the idea of how mad, like, Adam Silver and everyone is at Daryl Morey. Like, all this happened just because he wanted to get off a tweet. Like, it started because he tweeted that he stands with Hong Kong.
And China was not happy about it.
And they're just like, why would you send that tweet, Daryl Morey? Like, why do you think that, like, that tweet means anything?
Like, as all if of he's a sudden, making a difference.
Yeah, like, you supporting Hong Kong is not going to help anything.
Not even the Hong Kongians.
And now it has created just a firestorm of bad coverage and tense relationships as some of the biggest stars in the world are over in China right now trying to play a basketball game.
Just come back home, fellas, before you find yourself in jail. Just come on back home, play basketball here. There's no need to go back to China. If the Chinese people want basketball, they can do it. They can have their own basketball. Why does the NBA have to go to China?
It's a big market, man. It's a lot of money to be made.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean,
if the greed didn't exist, we could just play it here.
Well, that's fine, but I mean, I don't know if is that the take to have is like, hey, burn your bridges for your business because I still get a lot of stuff made in China, right? Like, I mean, this iPhone, do I have to give it back? Like,
I doubt the NBA is going to be the reason we.
I want to be able to keep this iPhone. Like, I kind of like it. I don't want to have to start like texting with green bubbles, but those phones are probably made in China too. I don't know.
I doubt that the NBA.
Any idea where the Android is made? Is it made in America? It's probably made like in.
No, nothing's made in America. If you look at the political landscape, I doubt the NBA is going to be the reason things go south with China. You know what I mean?
It's brought it up this week, and like I said, it's crazy to me that we have a American. Well, I mean, living in America, yeah. I mean, but it was an Asian fan in Philadelphia get kicked out of the game. They had pro Hong Kong signs, two of them, and they kicked them out. They said, "You got to go." Now the Sixers put out a statement and said, "Look, after three separate warnings, we eventually escorted the two individuals out. Everyone was respectful, and we followed standard operating procedures. Following multiple complaints from guests and verbal confrontations with others in attendance, two individuals were warned by Wells Fargo Center staff about their continuing disruption of the fan experience. Ultimately, the decision was made by Wells Fargo Center personnel to remove the guests from the premises, which was accomplished without incident." Do we buy that? Like, I don't think the fans around them were complaining about their signs about free Hong Kong. I don't know if I'm buying that.
I'm sure they were.
You think so?
You don't think they were complaining about it?
You think
Philadelphia fans? I'm sure they were complaining about it.
Why do we think Philadelphia fans are pro China? Like, what do we like?
No, I'm just saying these two people making a political statement at an NBA game.
They're just holding the sign up that says "Free Hong Kong"
in front of some guy that's just over there trying to munch on his bratwurst. You know, he's over there looking at that sign. Like, I mean, get that out of here! Of course they are.
I don't know why you're making that. I mean, like, I don't know if like Philadelphia screams that they stand with the Chinese government. Like, I don't know why we are making that assumption.
It's not China versus Hong Kong. It's the fact that there's two people there with signs at the basketball game to say, "I stand with Hong Kong."
But it's a preseason game.
Yeah, but
like,
your average American.
It's not like it's crowded.
Your average American NBA fan, I'm sure they did complain about
that. So you're buying what the Sixers are selling
here?
Yes,
I'm buying that.
Because to me it seems like a little cover-up.
Excuse me, we have a couple of folks over here with us. Signs in support of Hong Kong. We're just trying to watch the basketball game.
I don't think that went down.
I believe that. Can we not just put on a pair of Jordans anymore and just go out and play on one of those chain nets? Just get a group of friends together and go out and have ourselves a time. Maybe a half-court game. I never like full court games. I prefer half court games.
Yeah, no reason I have to run back on defense. It just turns into a snowbird layup contest.
I was usually good for like two half court games, and then let's just play a couple games of horse and get out of here.
Not even knockout, just horse. Like, let's just.
Oh, knockout. Is that like 21?
Knockout's like gotcha. One guy shoots first.
I don't know if I ever played that one.
Person behind them shoots after.
Oh, yeah, I played that. We did that in gym class.
What did you call it?
No, it was knockout. Okay. I forgot about it.
Okay.
I forgot about it. But there was another game.
Gotcha.
21, you know, where it's just whoever gets the ball.
I'm familiar with 21, yeah.
Okay.
I understand right. I understand the rules of the game. You don't have to explain it to me.
Okay. So, I mean, can we just get back to that?
Playing half-court basketball? Why?
I mean, not in the NBA.
Oh, okay.
Let's bring these guys back to American soil, and let's just keep this here. Basketball's an American thing, just like baseball, just like football. Can some things not just be here? Let them do whatever it is they do over there. We'll keep our stuff here.
It's usually not how businesses work, though. Usually they want to make as much money as possible.
Even if it goes against what they believe in?
They didn't have a problem with it until Daryl Morey let his Twitter fingers get to typing. Then it all
NBA's
went
taking a lot of heat this week.
Then it all blew up on him. All because of Daryl Morey.
Have we gotten a statement from Steve Kerr yet?
Has
he researched the topic enough to figure out what he wants to say?
I mean, say whatever you want about it, but I would imagine the NBA has told everyone, don't talk about this. You know what I mean? I'd imagine the NBA has told everyone involved in the league, gag order. No commenting about this. Let's try to let this go away. So I'd imagine you're not going to get one from Steve Kerr. Right or wrong, hypocrisy or not, it's just I'd imagine they're trying to let this blow over.
I kind of want to just hear Steve Kerr say what he believes in. If maybe Steve Kerr stands with Hong Kong. If he does, I want to hear him say it.
Okay. Do you stand with Hong Kong?
I tend to stand with human rights, yeah.
Okay. Have you read up on it? Are you well-versed in the topic?
I have no idea. I have no idea. They want to be independent from China, right, basically?
I think so. I don't know.
I mean, I feel like I would side with Hong Kong here.
Uh-huh. It's pretty cool, and they were tearing down, the facial recognition towers. I liked that. That was cool.
I mean, China seems like it could really have a stronghold over you.
Did you see the one poor Chinese guy who posted that he's riding with his team no matter what and had his Rockets jersey on, and he held a lighter up to the Chinese flag, and they came and arrested him.
Is he in China?
They came and arrested him.
Oh, God. Yeah.
But he said, no matter what, I ride with my team and was going to burn the Chinese flag over it.
Wow.
So they arrested him.
Who was his team?
The Rockets.
The Rockets.
Yeah. Yeah.
A true fan.
He wanted to ride with his boys.
Does he pass your fan standards?
He can talk trash. He can talk trash.
He's willing to die for his team.
If James Harden ever wins an NBA championship, I will take all slander from that guy. He has earned it. He is with them through thick and thin. Sometimes the thin is not just losing games. Sometimes it is offending an entire country. Your country. If you love your team more than your country, well, you get to talk trash.
You have to be willing to be in prison for your team.
That's one of the check marks. That's one of the qualifications. Because he wasn't born in Houston. He wasn't born a Rockets fan. He's earned his stripes.
He's willing to go to prison for him, though.
We'll play some buy or sell of Travis McKinney of the McKinney team coming up next. All right, let's play some buy or sell with Travis McKinney with the McKinney team with Keller Williams. Travis, thanks for joining us. You're joining us remotely via phone today.
I am. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, you sound great. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you guys?
Feeling good? You were very confident after the Tennessee-Georgia game when you caught into voluntary reaction. Are you still feeling this confident?
Yeah, I am. I figured you guys would just go ahead and play that tidbit, voluntary reaction, just to everybody the reminder of what I said I was going to do.
Yeah.
On those basketball tickets.
He is so confident, Cody, that Travis McKinney has said he will give away two season tickets to Tennessee basketball, which is a hot ticket right now.
Oh, my God.
If Tennessee does not rally and make a bowl game.
That's right. I did say that. And whatever I say, I mean it. So if it happens, which it's going to, I'm going to be giving away two season tickets.
The tickets are if you don't make the bowl game, right?
No, if we make the bowl game. We're going to make the bowl game.
Okay.
We have to make the bowl game. Yeah, that was the thing. I said we're going to win six games, possibly seven. The loss is coming at Missouri, at Alabama. But I'm still confident on the 6-6.
Okay. Maybe it was me misunderstanding that night. It was late.
I think it was late,
and maybe I was delirious. But I thought it was a bet. Like, hey, if they don't make a bowl game, the tickets are coming out. But if Tennessee rallies to make a bowl game, we'll give away 2 season tickets to Tennessee basketball. Travis is confident. The boys, you liked what you saw from Brian Maurer in the stadium on Saturday?
I did for the most part. You know, obviously still inconsistent. We've all talked about it numerous times, that beautiful pass down the sideline, something we haven't seen probably since Eric Ainge type of a throw. It was unbelievable. So that just got everybody excited. I was there, of course, and, man, the crowd was electric. It was a great atmosphere. I mean, these guys, you know, and then you probably saw it too, all the players tweeting out the next day, thanks for all the support. I mean, they know where they're at. They know they're not good, and they're just saying, hang in there with us, and it's going to change. And I do believe that this time. I really do. And I did feel pretty good about the Georgia game. I thought we would hang in there. You know, we obviously – that fumble at the end of the game made the score look a little different than it probably should have been. But if you go and look at the second half there, I mean, we gave up 10 points. Our defense only gave up 10 points. And in the second half is where we've been blowing a lot of these games, giving up a lot of points because the young guys wear down, or we don't have enough depth. And, you know, you give up, that's pretty solid on a top 3, especially with Fromm as your quarterback. I think he might be the most underrated quarterback in the nation. And not just because how he played against Tennessee, just he does not make mistakes. I mean, I know he's got a big offensive line. What's the fact on that? Giving up, what, 1 sack all year? That's it? I'm pretty sure that's just 1 sack that Georgia's offensive line has given up. So he does have time, but, again, if you only give up 10 points against those guys, that's incredible. So I thought they did well. We had plenty of chances in the second half to score, just didn't do it. And we hung in there, though, against the number 3 team in the nation.
Yeah, did you buy or sell that that was like a team-mandated message where all the players thank the fans? Because it felt like it was almost orchestrated with how many players showed their appreciation for Tennessee fans.
Yeah, it may have been, you know, but it really was. It was louder than the BYU game, even when we were down a little bit. Of course, it was a night game, 7 o'clock, things and just lights come on in Neyland and the place gets rowdy. But, no, it was. The crowd was really – the players on the sidelines, they haven't done that all year. They're jumping up and down, going nuts. I mean, it was really cool to see. You could tell they were motivated. You know, we got a 12 o'clock game early morning, you know, kind of for some people there. Maybe a little different story Saturday. We'll see.
Are you going to be in attendance on Saturday for the Mississippi State game?
We sure will, yeah. We'll be there. My best friend's graduated from there. He's coming up. Got to sit with him. He's going to be wearing maroon. It's going to be terrible. But we'll be there.
All right, we're giving away 2 tickets to the South Carolina game. First of all, before we do that, let's handle our business. Who won the 2 tickets from the Georgia game for the Mississippi State game? The contest was total offensive yards by the Tennessee Vols.
So that's actually up in the air. The person that won, who's actually won before, nailed it again. However, cannot most likely not come to the game. He's got till today to decide, and I'm going to give it to the second place.
Okay.
There was both people were within 8 yards of the total offense, so it was really good. They did a great job, and so yeah, a lot of good comments on that. And we will still give away the 2 tickets, whether it's to them or to the second place.
Gotcha. All right, what's the contest?
That'll happen today.
What's the contest for the South Carolina game?
I'm letting Cody McClure decide the contest.
Oh wow!
So Cody's going to decide the contest by the end of this phone call.
By the end of the phone call. Oh, God.
Okay, all right. So these are for tickets to the South Carolina game?
Tickets to the South Carolina game.
Yeah, because that's our, you know, we've got a away game there and then at home at South Carolina, which will probably be another night game. I mean, typically is 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock game. Been rare that it has not been a night game. I don't even remember the last time.
It wasn't in 17. Last time I was in Knoxville, it was a noon game. I do remember that. That was the one where we got stopped on the goal line. We got down there close and threw the ball 4 times.
So, Travis, is this one determined by something that happens in the Mississippi State game?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. It has to be in the Mississippi State game. Something that happens. So, you know, another guy. I'm sure you guys have talked about this on the game, but going back to the Georgia game a little bit. Yeah, that 10-point swing in the first half is huge. I mean, I know Smoggy has been awesome all year. I was, you know, he hasn't really missed until that crucial moment. he misses that, and they score seven, and then they score seven again right off the kickoff. That was a big deal there.
It was brutal that he missed that.
People don't forget that Juwan Jennings missed a wide open pass that would have made the field goal about 8 yards shorter, and people don't remember that part of it. It would have been a first down, but it would have been a 7-8 yard.
Yeah,
it was right in his hands. But you know, Juwan Jennings doesn't really make a lot of mistakes either. So what do you do? And then their field goal kicker goes 3 for 3, scores as many points as the Vols do as a team. So the kicker scored 14 points.
That Dork is such a stud, though. The kicker they have, Blankenship, he is so good.
He really is. He is so good. He's automatic. I mean,
how do you know he's a dork?
The rec specs he wears. It's a pretty good indication he's a dork. Specs, yeah, he's a dork. I mean, he might be a cool dork, but he's a dork.
Perhaps he just has vision problems.
I mean, maybe he has vision problems.
You look at the difference, though, from and Mallard being a freshman, but from, you know, they're within, 30 yards of each other, same amount of attempts, basically. I think Matt Fromm might have had one more, but you have Maurer with two fumbles and an interception. One fumble recovered, but there's the big difference in the game. I mean, that's a huge deal. I mean, I know he did do well at first, but still can't turn the ball over, and especially against top teams like that, and he did. So that's something he's going to have to work on.
You sound confident in this game this weekend. Are you buy or selling Tennessee winning this game outright?
Boy, you know, this is a hard one. I've been thinking about it all week. I'm not really sold on Mississippi State. I know they're not ranked or anything, but I do think we can win. I could still see some young mistakes that could happen that could cost us to lose this game. But for those season basketball tickets to be on the table, we're going to have to win. Pretty much, unless we shock the world somehow in Alabama. But
I think
we can win. I hope Maurer's not shaking up. I know they're kind of keeping it under the radar, but that hit, we all saw it. He got hit numerous times during the game. I think he only got sacked, three times, but he got knocked around a lot. So we'll see how he recovers from that. We see these young quarterbacks take those kind of hits, and they don't come and play the same kind of game they were playing. So we'll see. But I thought their offensive line overall did pretty good. That was unfortunate there in the fourth quarter what happened. But, I do think we will win the game, though. I'm buying that Tennessee will win outright. Take the money line, take the balls.
Cody, have you thought of the contest yet?
I got two things, and I was thinking either one.
Maybe we can do both, tiebreaker, I don't know.
Maybe we'll see which one sounds better to you guys. I was thinking either the announced attendance. Have we ever done that?
We have not.
It's like the jelly bean game.
Who could get closest to the announced attendance? Like, 81, 234.
Got to go all five decks or all five digits.
Or maybe six.
Or maybe six. Okay.
See who gets closer to the attendance. Or I was thinking Mississippi State's got two quarterbacks. We still don't know who's going to play. Tommy Stevens, Garrett Schrader, both with lower body injuries. Which quarterback plays and who has – or which one – get the passing yards.
Okay.
You got to get the passing yards right and the quarterback right.
I like the announcement. Oh, it's better.
I think the stand announcement. That's good. I like
that one.
Lot.
That was a good one by Cody.
Okay.
Hey, let's all give a round of applause for Cody. Come on.
All right. Yeah.
Good job by Cody.
Congratulations,
okay. Hey,
Cody.
Thanks.
Look at him.
Still disappointed you didn't come by the McKinney King tailgate there Saturday like you said you were going to come to.
Travis,
okay.
I had a long day. I started early, and by the time I was getting ready to come by around 2 o'clock, and I was just, it wasn't going to happen.
Wow.
Hey, John, how many people you think started early Saturday? It's not like an excuse to me.
Especially because this is a guy who has always frequently talked about his prowess in drinking and being able to keep up. And I'm sure you remember, Travis, at the at Elkmont Exchange when the McKinney team was buying drinks. Cody
sure
started
is.
Pretty early that day and drank the place dry almost.
If I'm being honest, it was more of a
you didn't want to walk.
No, it wasn't I didn't want to walk. It was I didn't know how to get an Uber to that tailgate.
Like, so you didn't want to walk?
Well, I didn't have anywhere to park, so I would have had to park somewhere, and then I would have gotten an Uber.
I can feel the tension between you and Travis. Travis feels a little let down by you.
I wanted to go by. I really did. I wanted to stop by. But by the time I was I was in the fort, and I couldn't get a ride.
Maybe the South Carolina game. Maybe we'll get a night game for South Carolina. We'll put all of our energy towards the McKinney team tailgate. Travis, tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you if they're in the market to buy or sell a home.
All right, guys, at McKinneyTeamMarketing.com. You can reach us there, of course, on Facebook, Travis and Emily McKinney, Keller Williams Realty. Twitter at the McKinney team. Same thing on Instagram. Reach out to all the guys at Fox Sports who do a great job every week getting the word out there. So appreciate you guys. And, you know, you can also call us, 865-548-8267. Yeah. Thank you for not playing that snip bit on voluntary action, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. We will we'll talk again on Saturday after the game. The McKinney team presents voluntary action, so I'm sure we'll talk to you then. Travis, enjoy the rest of your
day. Yeah, we'll have enough something to celebrate there Saturday afternoon about 3:30.
That'd be nice. All right, talk to you later, brother.
Yes, sir. You guys have a good day.
Yeah, me too. Appreciate Travis for joining us every week. Appreciate his support and for helping make voluntary action happen. Good job by you, Cody. You made us look good. Way to step up.
Hey, put me on the spot. I thought of something.
Let's come back. We'll do some Cam's. We'll take a trip to Cam's Animal Kingdom next.
Bill Stripp, as Fox Sports Knoxville gets you set each week for Tennessee football. The Fan Run Tennessee Tailgate. Game days on Fox Sports Knoxville. 105.7 FM, 1340 AM. Fan Run Radio.
G'day. I'm Steve
All right. What animals do we have on the docket today? I know we got bears. What else we got?
We got mako sharks and sugar gliders.
Ooh, okay. Let's start with the bears.
All right. So again, congrats to Holly 435 Holly on getting that win.
A true queen. We stand.
That'll be good for her survival rate this fall. For Holly to win that, we love to see it. But yeah, grizzly bears actually don't truly hibernate. They get into a pretty close to hibernation state, but they actually keep their body temperature high enough that if there's anything that spooks them or they need food last second, they easily can wake up, which is different from most hibernating animals, which will drop their body temperature to the surrounding environment.
Okay.
But yeah, they do usually start hibernating in late November after they stock up on food, drink a ton of water. They can already eat 2,000 calories and put on 3 pounds a day while they're building up for hibernation, as you could tell by Holly and them stocking up. But they hibernate for about 5 to 7 months, depending on basically the temperatures. If it's a warmer winter, they'll hibernate for less; colder winter, longer, that kind of thing. They kind of just play it by ear. They lose about 25 to 40% of their fat while they're hibernating. So a Holly will come out looking good in the spring. They dig their own dens. They make it pretty tight to the body size, to maximize heat storage.
Okay, I was gonna ask So they're most likely getting in caves, or where do they?
They will get in kind of cave things, but they also do to dig their own dens because they like it when it's a little tighter.
Like dig into the ground, when you say dig their own dens, just go out find somewhere in the woods and
for
find
example,
like a
Yellowstone. They'll kind of go to the sides of mountains and find little either make dens or find something that they can kind of fit in, and it's easily they like when the snow kind of covers the entrance because it insulates in there. So that's good for them. They like that. It's really interesting when they're hibernating because the females, basically they have fertilized eggs during the summer, but they hold off till hibernation and kind of judge and see if they got enough body fat calories in, then the embryos go ahead and start developing. But if not, they'll just go ahead and abort that,
self-abortion on the
baby. Basically. So basically, it helps the mother survive. If they don't have enough fat or anything and can't really support the kids, they're not going to have
it's not
going to
do anybody any good type of thing. Cubs, I guess, we've seen the fat bear week. Mm-hmm. What about the younger cubs? Do they bulk up and get really fat too, or what do they do during hibernation time?
The cubs are sometimes born towards the end of hibernation. They'll give birth to them while they're still technically hibernating in that state.
So bears get big within a year, I guess? So within 8-9 months?
They got at least, kind of bulk up enough to, get back to
at that point, how long does it – I mean, this might be something you don't know, but how long does it take a bear to, wean off of the mother? How long do they, hang out with each other? How long does the cub hang out with the mama bear? Because, from hibernation, spring back to hibernation again, it's 8-9 months. So they're dependent by then?
They're, I'm assuming it's similar to polar bears, because I know polar bears, when they have their cubs with them, they will hibernate with cubs, okay. And the mom will, like, suckle the cubs.
Okay.
And, like, so they don't get, you know, as big or anything, but, like, yeah. The mom does, like, have to eat enough to provide for herself and the cubs.
Okay.
So that's why, you know, the grizzly bears are so careful of when they're actually going to, like, give
mate.
Birth.
Yeah.
They have a really low gestation period, or... Like, they don't give birth a lot.
I imagine we did this a lot, like, in the old frontier days, right? I imagine, like, eventually you're just like, hey, we don't need to get pregnant where we're giving birth in the winter type
yeah.
of thing, right?
Yeah,
you would think.
You know, smart for survival, but, yeah, grizzly bears are pretty big. You know, they can get 5 feet tall at the shoulders, like 9.8 feet standing up on their hind legs. Can be super big, but, yeah, they also mix with polar bears, if you've ever seen a pizzly or a growler bear.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, they have been known to interbreed with polar bears, and those
polar
bears are huge.
Bear. So what's hibernation season? So, like,
it's
basically...
It's late November to about March, April, somewhere in there, okay. Kind of depending on the winter.
Growler bear. Good-looking bear. All right, let's move on. We might only be able to have time to
yeah.
get the one.
So, mako sharks, fastest shark, they can... you see a lot of conflicting stuff. It's usually between 40 to 60 miles per hour is what they're listed as being able to reach. But they are the fastest shark. They also have the largest brain-to-body ratio of any shark, so they're really intelligent. They've been known to be really quick learners. Like, they've met researchers and, like, realized the researchers aren't going to hurt them, so they've allowed researchers to, like, touch them and feed them casually and stuff. Super smart sharks. They like to hunt swordfish, which are also super fast, so that's pretty crazy. You'll see a bunch of makos of, like, swordfish puncture wounds or, like, broken-off swordfish snouts in them sometimes, which is pretty cool. And they're actually one of the few warm-blooded sharks, which basically they can control their own temperature, which, unlike most sharks are kind of like reptiles and amphibians that, you know, kind of just adjust to what's around them. Makos can adjust their own body temperature, which kind of allows them to be so fast because it helps for, like, building muscle. They're also a fan favorite of, like, sports fishermen. They always catch and release, but they're super fun to catch because with their speed, they're super hard to catch. And if you get them on the line, they've been known to jump as far as, like, 30 feet out of the water up into the air just because that speed allows them to, you know, get that much momentum to jump out of there. So they're super fun to see that because they really fight. They're really aggressive, and it's just a tough time to catch. They're one of the hardest fish to catch. And they don't really attack humans as much because they're mainly out in the open ocean. The only time they really attack people is if you catch them, you know, sports fishing or something. They have been known to, like, attack the fishermen in the boats. Or even when they get re-released, they'll attack the boat again.
I don't know what it is with me, Cam. Fish, aquatic life. Wait, aquatic? Yeah.
Aquatic yeah. life, yeah. Doesn't do it
I
for
you?
I
know if I should do, like, oceanic life. They don't do it for me.
They don't do it for you?
Really?
I don't like the things in the ocean. I mean, yeah, it doesn't interest me. Like, the bears, I can listen to you talk about the bears and the zebras and stuff all day, but when you start talking about, like, the fish, the sharks, those type of things, like,
I love those things.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, I think I'm in the minority here because, I mean, they have a whole damn week every year for sharks, but, like, it never does it for me.
Well, sharks are kind of, I mean, sharks get old, but do you ever watch, like, the Blue Planet instead of Planet
yeah,
Earth?
Those are super cool.
Like the one about the fish and the
nope.
deep ocean?
Nope.
Yeah, it's the ocean version of basically like Planet Earth.
Nope, don't
there's,
need that.
There's some cool stuff on there.
There's probably some really scary stuff too down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah,
yeah
we don't
no
know
thanks.
Anything about the ocean. We know more about like the moon and
yeah.
stuff than we do the ocean.
Watching that's the crazy. Cameras go down in the ocean just makes me feel claustrophobic, so I don't like it.
Yeah.
I'm always just kind of, you know, I went snorkeling one time in like Mexico and that was okay. It was,
that's cool.
It was all right. Yeah, it was cool. It was fun.
You wouldn't want to see, like, you're not interested in the things, like, deep down, though? I think, though, that's cool. I think it's fascinating.
Yeah,
it's kind of like space.
They're scary. They're too scary for me. Yeah, it is like space.
Who
and that's
knows
not
what's
good...
even down there?
Yeah,
we
it is like space.
Know. We discover new animals down there all the time.
It is like space, and that's not a good thing for me. I don't like it.
Did you know when a whale's carcass, when a whale dies and the carcass falls to the bottom of the ocean, it's gone in 50 years completely? It's completely recycled back
in. One of the biggest sources
in.
Of nutrients for the undersea life down there.
Yeah.
Keeps them going for a while.
So, like, if we just, like, made plastic heavier and it sunk to the bottom of the ocean, would it just, like, disintegrate and we could solve
no,
the problem?
They eat the carcass, basically. It's like animals down there either eating and living off it.
How do we know? I thought we didn't know what happened at the bottom of the ocean.
They can, certain parts is deep, not deep enough. It, like, okay. We can still put, like, a camera down there and they'll do, like, one of those slow motions where you, like, see
everything. Everything just feeds off of it.
Yeah,
even
true
the
circle,
bones.
True circle of life.
Even yeah. the bones. Oh, yeah. Within 50 years, every bit of the bones are gone.
And whales are huge.
Yeah, so. That's pretty cool.
I know whales have big penises.
Well, that stands to reason that they would.
You would hope so when they're that big, but
yeah, I guess weirder if they had small ones. I guess, huh?
How do you think whales have sex?
I'd say you could probably figure it out. Basically, when one whale loves the other whale, they
would that cause earthquakes?
They decide to swim together.
Do they tsunamis? Do they do it on the ocean floor? Are they going whale missionary?
All right, let's just that one's on me. I'll take the blame.
Shockwaves.
I'll take the blame for that one. My bad. Hour two in the books. Hour three on deck.